Chapter 157. Supplications in Funeral Prayers. To pronounce four takbir, saying Allahu Akbar in the funeral prayer, after the first takbir, after saying A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, recite Surah Al-Fatiha. After the second takbir, send salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin kama sallaita ala Ibrahima wa ala ali Ibrahima innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin kama barakta ala Ibrahima wa ala ali Ibrahima innaka hamidun majid. Then after the third takbir, invoke supplication for the deceased and for the Muslims, as we will mention later on, inshallah. After the fourth takbir, supplicate Allah some of the supplications of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, which are to be recited after the third takbir, are mentioned in the following ahadith. 935. Abu Abdurrahman Auf bin Malik radiyallahu anhu reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, offered a funeral prayer, and I memorized his supplication. He, peace be upon him, prayed, O Allah, forgive him, bestow mercy upon him, pardon him, accord him a noble provision, and make his grave spacious. Wash him with water, snow, and hail. Purify him from sins as you have purified the white garment from soiling. Give him a better abode in place of his present one, and a better family in exchange of his present one, and a better spouse in place of his present wife. Admit him to Jannah and protect from the trial in the grave and punishment in the hell. After hearing this supplication of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, Abu Abdurrahman Auf bin Malik radiyallahu anhu said, I wished I had been that dead man. Muslim. 936. Abu Huraira, Abu Qatada, and Abu Ibrahim al-Ashhali radiyallahu anhum reported, the Prophet, peace be upon him, offered a funeral prayer and said, O Allah, forgive our living and our dead, our present and our absent, our young and our old, our male and our female. O Allah, whosoever of us you keep alive, keep him alive, faithful to Islam. And whosoever of us you cause to die, let him die, having iman. O Allah, do not deprive us of our reward for being patient, and do not subject us to trials after his death. Abu Dawud and At-Tirmidhi. 937. Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu reported, I heard the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, saying, when you pray over the dead, make a sincere supplication for him. Abu Dawud and Ibn Majah. 938. Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu reported, the Prophet, peace be upon him, supplicated in course of a funeral prayer, O Allah, you are its Rabb. You created it. You guided it to Islam. You have taken its life back, and you know best its insight and outer condition. We have come as intercessors, so forgive him. Abu Dawud. 939. Watila bin al-Askar radiyallahu anhu reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, led the funeral prayer of a Muslim man in our presence, and I heard him saying, O Allah, so-and-so, son of so-and-so, is in your protection and inside the surroundings of your refuge. Safeguard him from the trial of the grave and the punishment of the hell. You keep your promise and you deserve to be praised. O Allah, forgive him and be merciful to him. Indeed, you are the forgiving, the merciful. Abu Dawud. 940. Abdullah bin Abu Awfa radiyallahu anhuma reported, while offering the funeral prayer of one of his daughters, he recited four takbir, and after the fourth takbir, he continued standing for a time equal to an interval between two takbir, praying for her and seeking Allah's forgiveness for her. Then he said, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, used to do so. Another narration is, he, Abdullah, recited four takbir and remained standing in prayer for some time till we thought that he would recite the fifth takbir. Then he gave salam on the right and on the left. When he turned aside, we asked him about it. He replied, I would add nothing to what I saw the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, doing. Or he said, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, used to do so. Al-Hakim. Commentary. All the above mentioned supplications are those which were recited by the Prophet, peace be upon him, in funeral prayers. It is therefore advisable if they are all put together and recited, because we are commanded to pray sincerely for a dead body. Another point comes to our knowledge about the funeral prayer. That is to say, it may be said aloud as affirmed by the above mentioned ahadith, because if the Prophet, peace be upon him, had not offered it aloud, the companions would not have been able to memorize these supplications. Thirdly, we are uncertain that after saying a funeral prayer, the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his companions ever stood round the bier and supplicated for the dead body. It is an innovation, bid'ah, and must be abolished. We are unauthorized to refer this practice to the Prophet, peace be upon him. It looks strange that believers should persist in reciting supplications in their own self-styled way after the funeral prayer, but desist from them during the funeral prayer to which they have relevance. It implies that prayer is not the object of their pursuit, otherwise they would have prayed in accordance with the sunnah. In fact, they cherish their self-fabricated line of action and seem determined to pursue it. May Allah grant them right understanding.